It's Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW, Patty Loveless, Timber, yeah, Fallen in Love. It is Monday, April 14th. 41 degrees right now, and we've gone to kind of a cloudy thing. Well, once again, it is Make-A-Wish Monday. Once a month we get to do this, and my pleasure as always to talk with Make-A-Wish North Dakota President and CEO Billy Joe Zielinski on the phone with me this morning. Billy, good morning.
Good morning. It's always nice to talk to you, Bill, as well.
Well, and I did wish you a happy Easter a little bit early, but yeah, happy Easter to you and the family about a week early. Listen, it is World Wish Month going on this month, and Billy, you are the head of our local chapter here. Can you share a little bit about becoming a wish maker? What is that all about?
Yeah, so April is important to us because we celebrate the whole month. It's honoring an anniversary of the first wish that was granted April 29th of 1980 when Chris Gracious, his wish to be a police officer, sets in motion a real global movement that we now know as today, Make-A-Wish. And so each month, each April, we come together as 57 chapters across the U.S., 40 affiliates around the world, and all of our supporters, people like you, come together to celebrate the power of wishes and the incredible impact that we believe that they have on the kids that we serve.
Well, in Make-A-Wish North Dakota specifically, you've got a milestone this year, your chapter. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so after Chris's wish was granted, his battle with leukemia was getting quite difficult. And so how this all happened is that Linda, his mom, had reached out to a police officer in the community and seeing if they could get a wish granted. And all these volunteers from the local Department of Public Safety came together to grant his wish. Well, after that, they got together because, unfortunately, he did succumb to his leukemia. And the people involved said, I believe there are other children like Chris who need hope and joy. And there were a few people that had been at conferences where Make-A-Wish, you know, this newly formed organization in the 1980s, was promoting and sharing what an impact a wish can have on kids. And they were sharing at the Million Dollar Round Table, Stephanie in the snow. So this little girl wanted to see snow from Florida. And there were two insurance gentlemen who were just taken by this and came home at the same to North Dakota to try to make a chapter happen in their home state. At the same time, there was Diane Weichert, who is an AT&T operator. They were one of the first kind of corporate sponsors, and she was also trying to get a chapter started. He had put an ad out in the Midweek Eagle. So that's how it all happened, is they got together and they said, let's make it happen for North Dakota kids. And so in 1985, they granted another Chris from our area his wish to have a VCR in his hospital room, because at that time in St. Luke, you couldn't have, you had to go to a public like room to watch any videos. And he, unfortunately, because of his illness, was sequestered into his own room. And so they got his VCR, all the videos from Videoland that he could watch. It didn't cost a dime for the first wish that was granted in our chapter. And since then, we have granted over 1,150 wishes. And we're celebrating that people are allowing us into their lives at very vulnerable times, and that we're able to make their wishes over the decades come true. And we're thrilled to celebrate our birthdays and all those birthdays that we have been able to be a part of.
So, Billy, how does an organization like Make-A-Wish North Dakota, in your opinion, how has it lasted for over 40 years? How has it lasted so long?
You know, I think part of that, Bill, is because our founder, Linda Pauling, the mother of Chris Gracious, is still involved. In fact, she's coming in a couple of weeks to Fargo to be part of our Wine and Wishes and celebrate with us our 40th anniversary. And I think that passion, that belief that what we do, it hasn't changed for over 40, 45 years now. It hasn't changed since what they intended to set out to do, right? Is bring hope and joy and strength to kids when they are going through a life-threatening or critical illness. And the purity of that, I think, is why it lasts so long. Because no matter what, when you go through a diagnosis, it's a hard time. And what we can do is come in and bring that joy. And I think that's what makes it last, is because you've seen the results. Wish kids now tell us. I'm an alumni. They come in and share like how they can remember their wish like it was yesterday, because it wasn't just a moment. It also created such lovely memories. And actually, even for those kids who are no longer with us, I actually talked to a wish dad recently, and he just was saying, you know, the picture I have in our living room of the four of us remains, and it's the last picture we had as a whole family, because he also lost his wife just a couple of years ago. And he's just, you know, it creates this memory. And I think that's why we are part of people's fabric when they're going through a pretty dark time. Well, that's a long answer, but I think
I love when you mention the purity of it, because I think you hit on a really good point there. Let's kind of switch it up here. You are looking for wish makers. Of course, Make-A-Wish North Dakota, always looking for wish makers. What are wish makers, Billy Joe? What does that entail, and how can we be a wish maker?
Yeah, so we're kind of using this term because it's all the people who surround a child, no matter what the hat is you wear, right? So it could be you, Bill. You're a wish maker. You're helping share our mission with the public. It could be a donor who actually gives us funds to help us make those wishes come true. It could be actually a wish grantor volunteer like Casey, who is, you know, making those wishes come true directly, boots on the ground. It could be one of our board members who is a wish maker in that regard. It could be a referral source, one of our doctor friends or our medical professional partners who is the wish maker. What we're trying to make sure that people know is they can be part of a wish in so many different ways, and we want to invite them to be part of our mission. There are great ways to do that. You can always go to our website, but there's a new website called wishmaker.org that kind of gives a little bit of a breakdown. You can actually go to it and find out what kind of a wishmaker you are by taking a little quiz, and you can join a wishmaker mosaic by sharing a photo, uploading a photo of yourself and being part of the story and adding your piece to help wishes come true. And so that's what we're doing this month, is we're wish makers wanted. And this isn't just us. That's what's kind of cool about it, is all of my peers across the United States are inviting more wish makers into our mission during this great month of April.
It's really a very simple equation. A child makes a wish, folks. You make the difference. Raising our hands for North Dakota Wish Kids today. Billy Joe, as always, thank you, and happy World Wish Month to you, and look forward to talking with you again in the month of May.
Thank you so much, Bill. You take care.
All right. Billy Joe Zielinski, President and CEO of Make-A-Wish North Dakota, and we have the good fortune of talking with our Make-A-Wish folks once a month. If you missed any of this conversation, it will be available in podcast later on this afternoon on our website at kbmwnews.com.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and more, so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
Morning Ag News and Markets, brought to you this hour by Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Life can get pretty busy out there. Daily commutes, carpooling, and then there's that weekend getaway. Cenex is here to keep your vehicle fueled up for those long drives, your pantry stocked for those snack cravings, and the propane grill ready whenever you are. Things can move fast, but with your local Cenex, you can rest assured that everything on your list will get a checkmark. All in a day's work. Powered locally at Cenex.
Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley would like to thank you for your continued patronage. Stop by any one of our four locations today.
Got a partly cloudy sky, 41 degrees. Monday, April 14th, the Twin Town Villa News Desk. I'm Bill Dablo. It's 9:30. Good morning. James Michael Johnson, 18, and Tyler Cassidy Ryan, 18, are in jail today for allegedly threatening a student at the Wapton High School parking lot with a handgun last Wednesday evening. Wapton Police Chief Matthew Anderson said on Thursday around 4:10 p.m., the two males threatened a current student with a handgun. Second complaint was received shortly after of another incident of threats with a handgun in the parking lot. Anderson said the Wapton Police Department worked with the school to identify the two males who are no longer Wapton students. From there, Wapton Police Department Detective Christopher Heward worked with the West Fargo Police Department, the Fargo Police Department, and the Cass County Sheriff's Office. Anderson said that Johnson and Ryan were in Fargo and taken into custody by the Metro Area Street Crimes Unit on Thursday. They were arrested on outstanding warrants of terrorizing for the incidents at Wapton High School in the parking lot, according to police. Johnson and Ryan are currently in the Cass County Jail. KBMW News brought to you this hour by Breckenridge Public Utilities. Is your home ready to chill out this summer? If it's time to upgrade your home's cooling system, boost your savings by choosing a certified quality install contract. Our Bright Energy Solutions program can connect you with trusted pros who'll do the job right, helping you save energy, save money, and keep your system running at peak performance. Plus, you could qualify for rebates up to $1,150. Call Breckenridge Public Utilities 218-643-4681 or visit brightenergysolutions.com to learn how you can beat the heat and boost your savings. A Coon Rapids woman has been charged about a year after 78 cats were removed from her home. Anoka County prosecutors say that 59-year-old Jacqueline Broberg faces multiple charges, including felony animal cruelty, misdemeanor animal torture, and a misdemeanor for starving the cats. Police were alerted that over 30 cats inside a home had been abandoned and no access to food or water. Police were only able to rescue some of the sick and easily captured cats, while rescue groups had to assist in removing the rest. In total, 21 cats died in the house. A motorcyclist was seriously injured after a crash in Fargo on Friday evening. Fargo police said the driver had earlier fled from officers in South Fargo, but police did not pursue shortly after. Multiple callers reported a motorcycle driving at high rates of speed and running red lights along 45th Street South and 52nd Avenue South. Around 7:30 p.m., the motorcycle collided with a car at the intersection of 52nd Avenue and 31st Street South. The motorcycle driver was in serious but stable condition and taken to a local hospital. Fargo police say charges of felony aggravated fleeing and felony reckless driving will be submitted to the Cass County State's Attorney's Office. North Dakota Highway Patrol is investigating that crash. That is a look at KBMW News at this hour. Tell you what, if you want more news and information, now or anytime, go to our website, kbmwnews.com. Morning weather is up next. It is brought to you this hour by Smith Tire and Tread.
Smith Tire and Tread, locally owned and operated in Wapton, manufactures truck tire retreads right here in your own backyard in their 22,000 square foot facility. We're a family owned company with over 20 years of experience, saving commercial trucking and the farming industry money every day with our superior retread services. If you're looking for tires for your trucks, implements, and all other commercial tire needs, look no further than Smith Tire and Tread, serving their hometown and the whole surrounding area. Call Smith Tire and Tread today at 701-642-8950 and visit us on the web at smithtireandtread.com.
Meteorologist Mick here. Good morning. Hey, you can hear it already. It's going to be a windy day. A wind advisory all of South Dakota and the southern part of east central North Dakota, Stutsman, Kidder counties southward. Plenty breezy to windy elsewhere. Currently 10 to 20, gusting to 30. As far as rain, three bands of showers stretch across North Dakota, one on the Minnesota border, the other on the Montana border, and one in north central parts of the state, drifting south-southeastward. So expect cloudy, windy, and sprinkly or showery today, as these bands of showers will pester us until mid-afternoon. along with a 30 to 35 mile an hour wind out of the north. But in South Dakota, southeastward towards the I-States, a chance of thunderstorms today. Our wind creating lots of turbulence upstairs, so beware of burning today, even though there's showers in the forecast. All of Nebraska, red flag warning. So Holy Week starts off with a wet threat, but midweek, very nice. Monday, Thursday, rainy and windy. And then Good Friday through Easter Sunday, warming to a sunny but windy Easter Sunday, high in the 60s. Today, 40s, with a north-northwest wind gusting over 35 miles an hour. Sprinkles and showers. This is the Ag Central Radio Network.
Talking to you every weekday morning, nothing else I'd rather be doing. Bill Dablo, 6 to 10, the voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.